Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready.
Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes!
Ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
Oh, what a night. Yes, indeed it was. It's 8:33. It's Friday's Overtime. We've got a full house in here today. Hi, Michael Kelly. You look like you're chomping at the bit to say something.
So Ryan Recker informed me that this was one of his runaround songs during high school.
And what I said, in songs.
Oh, yeah. I said, how old are you, 70?
Well, they re-released it, right? Yes. I mean, it was a song when I was a kid, and then they re-released it, and it was everywhere on the radio again.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
Many great memories. 17 or so cruising around Detroit listening to Frankie Valli. Oh, this brings back the memories.
Yes, that is.
Windows down. Oh, man.
Ryan Recker.
I bet gals were just storming at the cars.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Probably not.
Also joining us for Overtime on this Friday is the former executive director of the Missouri Republican Party, Gene Evans. Welcome.
Good morning.
I think because of this music, for sure, we have to recap last night because, first of all, I was getting ready to go to an event and the skies opened up and then it stopped and I thought, oh, good. Okay, so we're out of the woods. And then a friend and I are driving to Dutchtown and our phones are going off. There's tornado warnings and everything. The hail hits. Fortunately, we were just a couple of blocks away, so it didn't affect us, but just a few blocks away on Bates, it was completely flooded, water like spewing out of storm drains. It was crazy in South City. But obviously, it was bad all over, including in Kirkwood, where they did confirm that it was an EF0. That is an actual rating. So it was a weak tornado with 80-mile-an-hour winds. It did take down some trees. There was a home damaged in Glendale. They're still trying to confirm whether two or three other potential tornadoes were actually tornadoes. But what was your storm experience yesterday, Michael?
Well, lots of rain and had some flooding on my back porch, which usually drains very quickly, or back deck, whatever you call it. I don't think an EF0 qualifies as a tornado. I think it's a nice wind gust.
Okay, well, will you tell the National Weather Service that?
I think it's something that the weather guys or the weather people make up to make themselves relevant, because yesterday they were all over TV. I mean, they chomp at the bit, right? Because normally they get to say, well, there's a 10% chance that this is going to happen. It may be sunny, could snow, might rain, could you get a sunburn. They always get to cover their bases. But whenever they have something to focus on, whoo, buddy. And then they show you, like, look here, this is a tornado. It looks like the rest of the doggone screen.
It was a mesoscale connective vortex. Come on. This is science, Michael.
Yeah, right. Science.
Gene, where were you when the storms hit?
So I was driving to Kansas City and back yesterday, and on the way back, where it was beautiful, sunny skies, no rain, my colleague's phone was blowing up with family back here saying, where are you? Are you okay? Are you in the car? Not knowing. We're looking around going, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous. Yeah. I didn't see a drop of rain all day, any storms until I got home. So I missed it. But then, of course, I started calling friends and family here to make sure they were okay. And it looked like it was pretty bad.
It got dark as night here for a while.
I was listening to Calhoun and Dave Murray and Roger. They were doing a fantastic job with the coverage yesterday. And they were on for an hour and some change after that. But I made the mistake back when the Amazon building collapsed. I let my son watch the news footage. And now he is deathly afraid of tornadoes.
Oh, no.
So when he hears the alarms, he hears the sirens.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
He's like, I got to get down to the basement as fast as I can. Even when it's like, you know, it's okay, we'll keep an eye out for it. we're doing what they're asking to do, but he gets so afraid now because of
that. Oh, good job, Dad.
So I was picking him up from school when the alarm goes off yesterday. We're in the car, and he hears that and starts freaking out.
Oh, how old is he?
7. It's a big mistake letting him watch the coverage from the Amazon collapse. Yeah. But, you know, overall, it's okay. Another learning experience that it'll be okay.
But on the bright side, you won't have to force him into the basement like I have to do with my kids. Come on, right. The alarms, the sirens going off. Go in the basement. It's fine. Ryan's kid's got a tent in the basement. He's going to live down there for a while. All right. We've got a lot more do we have a ton of topics today. So we'll see how many we get to in round 2 of OT, but we'll also get an update on traffic and weather. It's round 2 of OT on the way. It's 8:37. It's 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey. It's overtime for this Friday. Ryan Recker, Gene Evans, Michael Kelly. And it is a staggering number, Ryan. We're going to start with you. But 7 people have died in 3 different pursuits in St. Louis City and County within 15 days. This is police chases, police pursuits. This has prompted the NAACP to ask for a review of policies. Adolphus Pruitt tells KMOX, regardless of the speed of the pursuit, it doesn't lessen the risk for innocent people.
To the criminal, because what happens is once they have wind and have identified that there's a police officer that's following them or about to approach them, and they in a stolen car, they in guns, they may have committed a crime, they're going to take off at a high rate and speed.
And unfortunately, we had a whole family in one incident die, Ryan. So I know there's policies in place, but do you think that they deserve a review?
I think it's okay to review things. The main takeaway to me is that you can't forget the people who are responsible for those deaths or the ones fleeing from the police. The criminals in this case are the ones that start all of this mess, and they need to be held accountable not only for their actions before the chase, but after the chase. And I think what you run into is that we think that we need to cater to the criminal in order to try to make things better to everyone. And it's such a tough mindset when we see in the city of St. Louis, there's already a get out of jail free card, it feels like. So even if you are caught, they're thinking to themselves, I got a pretty good shot of not being prosecuted, or the circuit attorney's office not showing up. And they get this mindset that run or not run, who cares? I'll probably be out on the street anyway. That's what you really have to change, and make sure we keep in mind the ones who are really responsible here. It's not the police that are causing these pedestrian deaths or these family deaths. It's the ones that are fleeing and causing the crime that are actually doing it.
Gene?
I agree 100%. I think it's okay to review. You always want to review and update your policies, but we have to hold the criminals responsible for the criminal activity and for the deaths of these innocent bystanders. They're the ones who are responsible.
Yeah, but I think the whole focus here that the NAACP wants to put a focus on is it worth it for the cops to be chasing, and when you have these types of consequences? I agree with these folks that it's important. I think about the cop killer that was left killed somebody over in Southern Illinois, and they eventually apprehended them in St. Charles. You know, if we change the policy of not chasing police, the police not chasing criminals, they would have hit the city line or the county line, and this cop killer would have gone free. That's not right. But at the same time, so many people are in danger when these high pursuits go take place. So I don't know. It's a strange place.
Well, it's as Adolphus Pruitt is talking about these high-speed chases, you've got young people with guns and stolen vehicles. Well, the United States is in the middle of a great gun-buying boom that shows no signs of letting up. The annual number of firearms manufactured has nearly tripled since 2000 and spiked sharply in the last 3 years. The report from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms that was released this week, 3 days after the mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, paints a pretty vivid statistical portrait of a nation arming itself to the teeth. Gene, is this something to take a look at? Because we also have a situation where the more people are armed, the more people think they also need to be armed. And this week we've had several stories of massive car break-ins when the criminals are really looking for guns that they're getting out of people's cars.
Well, don't leave your gun in a car. That's a big mistake. No one should ever do that. But I think people just don't feel safe. And the more we continue to talk about defunding the police or not having enough police available and people don't feel safe, they're going to continue to buy guns and firearms to protect themselves. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing, but I understand. I can't tell you the number of people I know who in the last 3 to 4 years have bought guns who 10 years ago would tell me, I'll never own a gun, I've never shot a gun, and now they have a gun, they're going to practice because they feel like the only way to stay safe is to protect themselves at home with their own firearm.
Yeah, I don't have a gun. I never will have a gun. I'm one of those people. I think this gun stuff is weird. There are more guns in this country than there are people. I don't think I'm unique in the sense that I don't have a gun. In fact, I don't think most people in my family have a gun. The people who have 20 and 30 guns, they're weird. You know, if they were collecting Beanie Babies, we'd think they were strange. But the fact that they have guns, you know, oh, well, that's macho and all this other
but
stuff.
But during the zombie apocalypse, they will come in very handy.
And then you couple it with this state where as long as you have a pulse, we'll give you a gun. I don't think we can ever put the genie back in the bottle on this gun nonsense. And we have the GOP to thank for that.
Well, we're going to lighten it up when we come back for round three. What's the ideal number of kids? Maybe Michael Kelly would say zero, but...
Doggone right. I'm going to be traveling. Y'all are going to be babysitting.
It's 8:47. It's 8:51, and it's round three of OT on this Friday morning. Michael Kelly, Gene Evans, Ryan Recker. All right, Michael, I don't know what the average number now of streaming services that people have now. It feels like it's hard to keep up anymore with all the streaming services. But, of course, the godfather of all the streaming services is Netflix, and they have cut 150 jobs in the U.S. They reported their first loss of subscribers in 10 years. They announced that 200,000 subscribers left in the first quarter, and they're likely to lose 2 million more this quarter. Of course, they're still the dominant streaming service. They have 222 million subscribers worldwide, but there's a lot of extra competition. Are you nervous for Netflix, or is this just the new reality that we're in, that everybody cancels one and adds another? And
sure, but I think eventually we're going to be reassembling cable. Right. We're going to be paying for here's $100 and you have Netflix and Hulu and HBO all together to be able to buy your packages. More choices are great. I belong to Netflix, but I just found out you can quit and come back like two weeks later. I may start employing that tactic with my streaming services.
I've done that. I got Paramount because there was a show I wanted, and then I was done, and then I canceled it and got Peacock because there was a show on there that I wanted.
Right.
So, yeah, you can just
I like that.
Yeah. It's like a buffet.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of competition. There didn't used to be. And it's kind of expensive. Some of the other ones are $4 or $5 a month, and Netflix keeps going up. I know I pay for Netflix, and I don't know how many people log in on mine between my kids and their friends, but that's part of the issue. It's pretty easy to log in to a Netflix account from a friend's account or a friend's account or a friend of a friend. But it is sometimes I'm like, this is too expensive, and I almost never watch Netflix.
Cut them off. Cut those little stealers off.
I think it was $7 a month, and now it's $15 possibly, I think. Yeah.
And you don't even get the DVDs in the mail. So we sign up about once a year when Stranger Things comes around, and that's about it. But I feel bad for those 150 people that lost their jobs. Netflix notoriously has pretty terrible work conditions. That's been well documented for that. But imagine that you lose your job. And then you read in the trades the next day, they just spent $8 billion on a new series. And you're like, okay, you couldn't keep me on, one person on, but you'll spend billions of dollars to sign up a new show. Come on now. So I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to what kind of tragic conditions can be in a Netflix. It's just a bunch of computers, isn't it?
No. Well, I listened to a documentary on this once, and they talked about how they implemented on the surface, take as much free time as you want off of work, you know, whatever. This will be great. You can work at Netflix and have as much vacation as possible. Well, then they realized that if they took a couple of days off, they'd get fired. So they were told on one side that they would be able, as long as you get your work done, you're all good. But the pressures of working there meant they couldn't take any time off because they knew all their colleagues were getting fired because of that.
Yeah, I wonder what they do, though. Like, what do you do? Is it programming or, you know, I mean, how many times can you fix the website? How many people do you need to do that?
I don't know.
Well, sounds like they need a union, and Ryan Recker's pro-union here. I'm loving that, Ryan. Welcome to the team, my friend.
All right, well, let's talk before we run out of time about kids. Okay, so Ryan, you have one.
Two.
You have two?
Yeah.
Oh,
seven and one and a half.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about the young
little one.
Sorry about that. Okay, so you have two. I have two.
I have one.
You have one.
Zero.
You have zero. Chris has three. Okay. Researchers from Columbia University and the Université Paris-Dauphine, I just made that up, I don't know if that's how you say it, I don't speak French, report having more than two kids may have a negative impact in late-life cognition. This study shows that older parents with just two children appeared sharper cognitively than those with three. So I guess all of us in this room are safe except Chris Myhill, who will be going into sharp decline.
Sorry, Chris.
That's already happened.
Well, it was a year or two ago that they came out with a new study that said the hardest number is three. That if you have one or two, it's okay. If you have four or five, you know, or whatever, because then they all take care of each other, I guess. But three is the hardest number, they said.
Three is perfect. Because if two are arguing, then you have the third. So it's perfect. Three is a good number.
Are you going for three, Brian?
Yeah, that's why you can't have an even number of Supreme Court justices, honestly. No, not going for three. In fact, I think two is the perfect number, at least for this family. And I can understand why you think you're out of the woods, everything's great, and then you got to go through it all over again. The preschool, the school, all that. Just when you think you could be an empty nester. No, the third one comes along, ruins all that. That's why I think it's a problem.
But yours were too far apart.
Yeah, they are.
You have to have them one, two, three. Boom,
I know.
Boom, boom.
I can't imagine having another one now, going through it again.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I'm out of diapers.
I have zero. And that's all going to be fine until I'm old and there's nobody to take care of me.
Aww.
But I will have money to give to somebody. So
yes.
Maybe my nieces and nephews will come around.
Or you could just have one of those 22-year-old girlfriends.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. Who loves you for yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, thanks to Ryan Recker and Gene Evans for joining us on Overtime. We'll be back after news at the top.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.